Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. Now, mutual funds has been prevailing in India for the last 30 years. Mutual fund is also a fund where common Indian, middle class Indian, who doesn't know about stock market and doesn't want to know about stock market and doesn't know how to invest intelligently and all, goes and invests their money. So it is as important as investing in an LIC for your retirement or for your future. You know, for a common Indian middle class, mutual fund has been that investment. Mutual fund therefore holds a lot of aspirations and hope of people. The hope that once they are retired, they have something in hand through the mutual fund. The hope that their money is wisely invested and somebody else is taking care of their investment wisely and safely in the minds of people. And we Indians have invested close to 25 lakh crores on mutual funds. Now, with all these NPAs, LIC being part of each and every NPA, and all these losses that we are seeing, and all these losses where one loss is being taken over by another profit-making company, so on and so forth, all these so-called economic ups and downs, turmoils, are our mutual fund safe? Is the mutual fund in India now safe?
You know, Sujit, the mutual funds were always meant to be safe. As you rightly pointed out, an ordinary investor doesn't understand corporates. It doesn't understand the stock markets. The stock brokers are too smart for him and they are always at risk of being cheated because of wrong advice or very prejudiced and advice meant to actually take them for a jolly good ride. So mutual funds came in as institutions to manage public savings. It was a very right move, and every developed capital market globally, the largest players in the market tend to be mutual funds because they are aggregating huge amount of public money. As you pointed out, 25 lakh crores is not a small amount. That's the kind of money that they have at play for investing in the stock markets. So mutual funds, yes, they are dealing with the life savings, very precious life savings of the ordinary investor. The ordinary investor trusted the competence of the fund managers and mutual funds, trusted their ability, desire, willingness to be responsible with their savings. I'll go on a little tangent. We are seeing in these days, like in the case of ILFS, mutual funds are not responsibly overseeing their investments made into companies, because whenever they are supporting certain nominee directors, they were just mute witnesses. So mutual funds are meant to be watchdogs of public savings. The public came and entrusted it to them. The safety factor, in my view, has to be on two fronts, Sujit. Market risks, if you read any mutual fund document, it says in that garbled way that mutual funds are subject to market risk. Market risk, one understands. But market failures because of poor governance is not acceptable. So if my investment in a mutual fund, if it went down because of a certain reason which has to do with the market dynamics, I don't have a right to come and complain, because India does have very well regulated capital markets. Our laws are very, very stringent. But if it happened because of failure of the government or failure of agencies who were supposed to protect my investments, then it's a matter of debate, and which is what I suppose we need to talk about.
Correct. Akhilesh, I want to draw your attention and the audience's attention to one point we have been constantly making. You see, when there was the ICICI problem, we said, look, it is also going to affect the common man. When there was an Axis Bank problem, we said, look, it is going to affect the common man. When there was that Bhushan Steel problem, we said, look, it is going to affect the common man. When there is ILFS problem, we said then also that it is going to affect the common man. Why are we saying this? Is because all these problems finally are definitely going to affect your mutual funds. Am I right in saying this?
You know, you're so right, Sujit, because look at it now in aggregation. ICICI started in February when the disclosure came. The last one, ILFS, when they defaulted. Now, with every corporate weakening, market capitalization weakens. And finally, it reflects on the value of the mutual fund.
Correct.
So, if there is failure of one corporate after the other, one institution after the other, it finally erodes the value of the assets in the mutual fund, which is public assets.
Correct.
So, yes, it is leading to that by and by. Let me tell you, in the year 2018, 94% of mutual funds in India have been incurring losses.
Oh.
We have about 350 mutual funds, more than 334 to be precise, have incurred losses this year. And the most glaring one was Sundaram Mutual Fund was made an issue 9 months ago. It's called the small cap fund. It's down by 35% in a matter of 9 months. So mutual funds, if the asset being managed, the value goes down, it is public money eroded.
Absolutely. So, you know, why India should be bothered about it? Why India should be bothered about a Nirav Modi? Why India should be bothered about a Vijay Mallya? Is because every flaw, every penny they have taken away from the country and ran away, it is your money, which is we have been saying till from day one. It is your money and finally your pension fund is going to pay for it.
And, you know, the larger one that comes is, if a fund invests and doesn't look after the investment, which is if their nominees or their own people on the boards are not vigilant enough, they are again doing the same disservice. That's how money has been eroded in an ILFS, for example. That the directors are mute spectators. So was it in the case of ICICI. And shares prices have fallen. That means the mutual fund value has fallen.
Fallen, absolutely. Akhilesh, tell me, is a mutual fund safe? My question again is, should we be investing in mutual funds? Or it should be the bank FD?
See, Sujit, there are primarily two varieties of mutual funds. What we call the equity and the debt funds. There can be hybrid versions thereafter, but these are the primary varieties. An equity fund is directly exposed to market risk. So if you invest in a fund and the fund has invested all the money into the stock market, if the stock market goes up, the value of your investment goes up. If the market prices go down, the value also goes down. So this category was always meant to be at risk. But then the rewards in it traditionally have been much more. If your fund manager is good and if the capital market doesn't suffer from an ILFS kind of a meltdown that almost happened, that is a governance failure. So, in my perception, if I was an equity investor, I walked into it with open eyes. I know that my investment is at risk. I don't mind it. That's the assumption I have. If I lose the money because the market dynamics decided, not that I wish to lose my money, but I wouldn't have a grouse. But if the market dynamics have got manipulated or have failed, then I have a reason to be at grouse. ILFS was an eye-opener. Debt funds is the other variety that I was talking about. A debt fund is meant to be safe, Sujit. A debt fund involves those kind of investors who are not very happy with the paltry interest they get on the FD of banks. And they aspire for a better return. They aspire for a better guaranteed return. They don't want to be exposed to the market risk. They don't want to get into the equity side. So they get into the debt funds. A mutual fund, which is into a debt fund, primarily invests in AAA rated securities.
AAA rated. This is the same AAA.
Of ILFS.
Of ILFS. The same AAA CIBIL, right? CB gave the AAA rating to ILFS and here ILFS now is in the dumps.
So, they invest in AAA ratings and if the AAA turns out to be bogus or fraudulent or manipulated, then what do you do with that investment? If I was a person who had invested, like LIC Mutual Fund had an exposure to ILFS, they defaulted. Principal Mutual Fund, another one, they also defaulted and it was a litany of defaults in the pipeline. if I am a debt investor, I'm a small debt investor, I have invested in this fund, and their prospectus says they only invest in AAA. And if that AAA turns out to be bogus, and the market goes down, and the mutual fund investment goes down, I have every right to say I need to be compensated. And this cannot happen.
Correct.
So this part of safety is bothersome.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. The point that I wanted to ask you thus is, therefore, now the fact is, we all know that the AAA ratings are not, or any kind of ratings are not actually what they seem to be. It is more or less a sham. Because now what is the point of a AAA rating when AAA rating in July gives it, the best possible ratings to IL&FS and in August they are gone the junk. Absolutely. Okay. So I think if I would tell my viewers that take that warning seriously, that mutual funds are subjected to market risk, take that warning very, very, very seriously. No matter how garbled they say and how fast they say normally in an ad, take that warning very seriously, because mutual fund is no longer a safe bet. Will I be right, Akhilesh, or am I exaggerating?
You know, there's a bit of exaggeration, but it is very momentary. In the sense, it is because of factors like this IL&FS meltdown, which impacted the market, and the market has gone down. I, as a consultant, have had queries from clients asking me that, sir, are my mutual fund investments safe? What should I do? My response was, this is momentary. The Indian capital markets are well regulated, but there has been a failure here. Please hold on. Do not press the panic button and go and sell them at a loss. So I think at the moment, they've gone through a phase where you're right in questioning and saying, are our mutual fund investments safe? But I think, Sujit, our regulatory systems are strong. These are exceptions in terms of failures. They happen even in the most regulated markets. But these kind of failures are not pardonable.
Correct. Akhilesh, I am going to ask you a last question. I know we wanted to do a show on this entire subject, and we will do a show on this particular subject, but just for the sake of connecting these two, you know, we have a lot of regulations, and they're the best possibly in the world. You know, our laws are beautiful, our systems are supposed to be nice. Are these actually implemented?
You know, on this particular topic, yes, we do have laws which look very good on paper.
Correct.
Now, if you take something like nominee directors, independent directors, you go to the Companies Act Code, the expectations, the responsibilities of an independent director are onerous and wide. But then you have the most eminent people who are independent directors on IL&FS, who are just mute spectators sleeping. Very men of eminence. Same was ICICI. So there is a huge mismatch, or there's a huge gap between what is the law in theory and what is it happening in practice.
So I hope...
And let me just interrupt and point out, this is what happened with the AAA rating. You have very stringent rating regulations also in the country, and yet a AAA turned out to be junk. It was always junk. Till July, they gave it AAA. It was meant to have been junk in 2014, Sujit. So here is a failure of the system.
Absolutely. And sadly, see, the reason possibly, you're right, I was overreacting. And the reason possibly I'm overreacting is because somewhere down the line, I don't see the system self-correcting. I don't see any self-correction here. What have we done? We realize that there is, in fact, except for us, who else have been talking about this AAA rating to IL&FS? And, you know, in as close to July 2018, and in August it is junk. I mean, who has been talking about it? It just seems to be, you know, see, we have taken it for granted, I guess. So that's what's actually bothering me, Akhilesh. Anyway, so I think the conclusion is very clear. Like we said before, we say again, take that word, mutual funds subjected to market risk, very, very carefully and very seriously before you put your valuable income into a mutual fund. Be very careful of investing on a fund that offers you more than what others do. Be very careful on investing. There is no Dublin sweepstake. There is nothing like triple your money and quadruple your money in this world. So be very careful before you're investing in any of those kind of funds. And hope you keep your money safe. That's all we can say. I don't know what else to say.
And hope your AAA doesn't become junk.
Hope your AAA funds doesn't become junk. I really hope and pray for that. So with that, we take a leave for another day and for another topic. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring beverage center and dual ice maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.